Hi, Sandy. This is Bruce MacInnis in Sanford, North Carolina. I listened to your podcast, listened to your morning show for years. It's our favorite. I just wanted to thank you for interviewing Dr. Malone. What an incredible interview, and I look forward to the second part. Also, for consistently standing up about the fraudulent election that went on in 2020. I think it's just great that people know the truth and then they stand up for it. You always have, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Well, you guessed it. It is email, Facebook, phone call day on Sandy Rios 24/7. It's something we always look forward to, and it's a labor of love. We know that you sat down to take time to write to us. You took the time to dial the number 662-821-2040 to leave us a message, and sometimes that's confusing if you're not used to it, following all the prompts. And we love hearing from you. And this is the part of doing a morning show I truly miss, is having contact with my listeners on a regular basis. So this is our chance to connect, however awkward it might be. But we've got some fun comments today, some very serious ones. Bruce is going to join me, and we're going to just have some fun. This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. And by the way, Bruce, that was really sweet. That was, you might have to be my second favorite Bruce in the world. That was really kind. Thank you. You can listen to us anywhere on podcast platforms. You can also go to AFR.net, which is our home base. You can go to sandyrios.com. That's my website, and it's quite easy to listen from that as well. Also, you can find us on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Truth Social, Telegram, Facebook, Twitter. And so we invite you to listen. Also, if you would like to be on our mailing list, would you go to sandyrios.com? And just, it's real simple. If you just scroll down, you'll see the little place where you can add your email address and you can be part of our mailing list. And we'll keep in touch with you in a different way, give you information that you don't normally get. So I hope that you'll want to do that. Well, it's Christmas, and I'd like to tell you a story. It's about a young girl named Kelsey. Kelsey found herself in an unplanned pregnancy, and like most women in this situation, she was scared and unsure of what to do. Well, Kelsey had had already one abortion, and she promised God she would never have another one. But sometimes life happens, and by the grace of God, Kelsey and her partner found a preborn network clinic. From the moment they walked in, they were overwhelmed by love as they were introduced to her baby on sonogram. Once they heard that heartbeat, they both cried, and they chose life. Kelsey is so thankful for her beautiful son who brings her great joy. Well, this Christmas, for just $28, you can help save a life like the one that was Kelsey's son. And thanks to a special matching grant, your gift is doubled. So to donate, just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Well, today we're going to hear from you. We're going to hear from you through email. We're going to hear from you through phone calls. And Bruce and I are going to talk about the things that you've mentioned, and we'll just have some fun. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice, not social justice, but God's justice, what's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
Hello, I just want to say thank you to Sandy for being such a warrior, and I appreciate her book. I enjoyed it very much, God's Velvet Hammer, and she truly is God's hammer, Velvet Hammer. And also I enjoy Bruce being on her program. I think that he adds to it. I didn't think I would at the beginning, but after he's been on there for a while, I just appreciate him as well as Sandy. I'm going to stand for Christ. Thank you.
All right. He didn't leave his name, but Sandy Rios with you. That made me laugh. And now, Bruce, my husband and sweetheart sitting next to me, you passed muster, honey.
Well, I have to agree with your caller, though. I had my doubts for a while. I still have my doubts as to whether I belong on this show, but thank you for your words and thank you for the encouragement.
You know, I should tell people that are new listeners that Bruce, this radio is not his thing. Oh, he loves radio. He spent a lot of years listening to talk radio. In fact, he was loved that I did talk radio, loved it. He used to come into the studio in Chicago and sit there with me the second after we got married. And, well, actually, before we got married and after we got married. But it was my second tour of duty in Chicago after I was in D.C. And he would just love it. He loved the whole thing. So Bruce is a former FBI agent, a former prosecutor for Cook County. That's Chicago. And so our state's attorney, I should say. So he's got a lot of experience. And so as we started, as things unfolded in the country with all of the machinations of the FISA court and the pursuit of President Trump and all the legal warfare that's been going on, it just made sense to have him add him to the show. And so we've had a lot of fun, and it's great. In fact, Bruce, let me read you another one. This is Linda says, thanks for all you and your good husband, Bruce, do for all of us. So that's from Linda. And then this is from Tom. Tom says, well, see, he said, Sandy, miss your 5 times a week show, but understand you changing to the podcast. Love that, too. Love the addition of Bruce to your show. So isn't that cool? I just want you to know.
You better stop. I'm going to get a big head here. Yeah. And then you, I'll be undealable with you.
Well, before we started this, it is the Christmas season. And Bruce, you want to tell people what you've been doing, like, diligently for the past several days?
Very exciting.
It is exciting. It's exciting for me.
We like to put up lights. We have a beautiful nativity scene that Sandy found for us out on the front lawn and put up some lights behind it, and they were very, very bright white. And we noticed that all the wreaths that we have up, which are 5, were kind of yellow lights. And it was very inconsistent looking, and with my ADD, it really drove me crazy. So I got to spend the last 2 days restringing, taking off the old lights and restringing,
you know,
5 wreaths with 100 lights apiece.
This sounds, as our daughter-in-law would say, this is a first world problem.
It is.
But you know what? I really appreciate it. If you guys are having that crisis, like yellow lights, white lights, what color lights should your lights be and should they match? So that's what we've been dealing with.
May I make a suggestion? Yes. You might want to just buy new wreaths next time instead of trying to restring them.
I just have one something about what you just said. You said, I found nativity set out on our lawn, and I just want to make it clear. I didn't find it out there. We found it in a store.
Okay.
And brought it.
Yeah.
I would have been nice, wouldn't it, to just wake up because that's a story.
Believe me.
That's a story, too.
Sandy had been looking for a set for about 2 years. And nothing was measuring up. And we were in Costco in like the middle of the summer. And here was this nativity scene. And it was the last one. They had no box. And these figures are about 3.5-4 feet tall. So we had like 7 or 8 figures.
Yeah, except baby Jesus
Jesus was very little. And we had to put them into the car and bring them home. And I've never jury-rigged so many things in my life, and I was amazed that they made it back unscathed.
It's not like that. Just imagine the car. You've got, you know, Joseph with his nose right up to the mirror.
People are looking at us like, who you got back there? Looked like we had a kidnapping.
They look real. It's absolutely gorgeous. The expressions on the face, it's a real piece of art, and we have it. I think we're laughing, and I wanted one that was just worthy of the situation. I didn't want just anything, and I couldn't find anything that really was moving and beautiful. Lots of them are, so this was just striking. We've never seen another one like it. We should have taken a picture of it and put it on Facebook, honey. That'd be kind of neat to do. But there's a spotlight on it, and we live at the end of a long street. So the spotlight, you can see the nativity scene from at least a block and a half away. And I just think it's a testimony to our neighbors and our friends and people where we live, and that thrills me. And we'll have people drive around, people that love it will drive around the, you know, our cul-de-sac and stop and look at it because it's powerful. It just is worshipful. And I just think, thank God for that. So Thank you. But you should have seen Bruce lugging them up the steps to the attic. Every time he has to put them away, he's got Joseph over his shoulder and he's trying to get up the stairs. It's kind of funny, but it's a lot of fun.
I have to be careful because baby Jesus is not connected to his crib or cradle.
Yeah.
He tends to fall out.
Well, we also, everything's appropriate. The appearance is appropriate, except baby Jesus is very white. It's a white baby Jesus. I don't think we could pull this off. We thought about painting it. But, you know, probably not true of his heritage. But anyway, it's just kind of funny. Well, I hope all of you are having fun with Christmas. I think it's a struggle sometimes, and Bruce and I certainly have had the struggle. There's so many details. We're laughing, but we've been at each other's throats a few times because we take on a lot of things that don't necessarily have to do with the birth of Jesus, and we understand that. I have a good friend who's a Jewish believer, and she was just saying to me that I don't have the tradition of Christmas, so we don't do very much. And I was saying to her, you don't have to. This is part of culture, Christian culture. It's not, and it is part of our worship, but it's certainly not scriptural. But we put a lot of things on our backs to try to get ready, the cooking and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that. The thing that is wrong with it is going south in your mood. Getting angry with each other or whatever, frustrated. Jesus would not have us do that in the process of trying to celebrate his birth. So I'm saying this to us as I say it to you. So don't let that happen to you like it did to Bruce and me. So I think it happened over several things. But anyway, the house looks beautiful, and we're now really enjoying Christmas. So
I'm going to be quiet.
All right. Bruce, let's talk about this. I have this one. I want to start with this, and this is going to surprise you. All so right. Then you're going to say, why didn't you tell me? But I didn't tell you. This is an email from a girl who is at Liberty University. She's in the graduate ministry school, and her name is Gina. And then she sends this beautiful Christmas greeting, but she has a message. She said she's talking about what God has just done in this country. And then she said, miraculously, an astounding movie, 10 years in the making, was recently released and is currently playing in our nation's theaters about the life and personal sacrifice of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who lived, preached, and sacrificed his life for Christ during the most evil socialist, Nazi, murderous regime of the 20th century. And so she gives a link to the movie. I think that you can see it online now. I think it's not in the theaters, but Bruce and I saw it, and I want to recommend it to you because it is very, very inspirational. And given all that's happening here and has happened, and we're not through with this struggle, by the way, I think it's fine to celebrate for Christmas, but we know we have struggles coming. They're just not going to stop until Jesus is on the throne or in the interim until this nation goes through a revival. But anyway, I just want, that is a great movie. And so, honey, that made me think, Bruce and I love movies, and I kind of like to give you a suggestion. One thing that we saw recently, actually, I finished the book. The book is fabulous, and I recommend it. It's called Gentleman in Moscow. And the book is fabulous. The Audible is fabulous. The movie's a little different, but I still recommend it. It's on Prime, and I think it's I think it's only in like five or six parts, but it's about a count, a nobleman who during the Russian Revolution gets arrested, and he doesn't get shot or killed. It's the story of his life, but he gets sent to a hotel in downtown Moscow for his entire life. He can never leave. And it's a fascinating story about what happened during communism, about people around him. It was just, I think Bruce kind of resisted watching it because he just didn't feel like it, but he ended up loving it. And so I think we'd both recommend it to all of you as a great viewing for this holiday season, Gentleman in Moscow.
Yes, Sandy, I agree with you on that film. And also the one I really would recommend is White Bird.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's the theaters anymore, but I'm sure it's available. About the Nazi occupation of France and a small town and how they handled it.
Yes.
And
gosh,
riveting.
It was wonderful. So those are two movies that we would recommend for you this season. All right, now let's talk about, we have so many things from you. J6, of course, is an important thing for me. As a matter of fact, let me read you an email from Joe Lasser. Joe is a Chicago Joe. He's from Goochland, and Joe and I, he keeps in touch a lot, and I just love it. He said he just listened to President Joe Biden pardoning his son, and he said that comparing that to the injustice that our J6 American patriots have dealt with and are still dealing with is beyond comprehension. Although we're fully aware of the facts behind this total nonsense, we, your listening audience, so appreciate your efforts to keep the story alive and from a balanced perspective. Personally, I really enjoy hearing you and Bruce together as you provide us with the real truth of what's happening. Since you introduced us to the Patriot Mail Project back in 2021, by the way, that's patriotmailproject.com, patriotmailproject.com. It's a way to find out what's happening with them. It's a way to correspond with these guys, find out about their families. It's a great project, and Joe has really embraced it. So since he was introduced to that, he said, I developed a strong passion for the cause of justice, God's justice, his grace, and his will to be done for these poor souls that are still languishing behind bars. I'm in constant contact with Kyle Fitzsimmons in Coleman, Florida. And Kyle has been someone, I've read several of his email to you online. In fact, on the air 3 years ago, I think, was one of the first email from J6ers I read. It was beautiful. It was Easter time. I think the first Easter after January 6th. And now he's in Coleman, Florida, just languishing. It's horrible. And so he keeps, Joe then has become a real good friend to Kyle and to his family. And he said he needs all the encouragement and support from us, as do all the J6 Patriots, wherever they are. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for all you do for this cause. May God continue to bless you with strength and fortitude to carry on, remaining faithful to his word. Joe, you're right back at you. You've been so faithful. I love it. And I'll read one more thing. This is an additional email he sent. He said, my heart goes out to Kyle, his mom, and his 5-year-old daughter. Separation that has affected so many as a result of the J6 event is phenomenal. When we called out to God through prayer and fasting before this past election, many of us had in mind all of the J6 American patriots still languishing in prison. In his mercy, he heard our prayers with President-elect Trump, who has expressed that he will consider a pardon for these dear guys. And let me just say one more thing. These are a few words from Kyle's mom. She's speaking of Kyle's family. She said his family is experiencing joys and sorrows, and he's powerless to take any action. I've tried hard to keep bitterness at bay and look for God's hand in the purpose. If it were not for the support and encouragement and prayers of people like yourself, we would be lost in a pit of utter despair. And so you know how to pray now that I've shared that, and you know really what to do. PatriotMailProject.com is one thing. Also, there's a Christmas drive for the J6 families, and I want to bring that to your attention. It's for the kids. You know, they're like their kid. Their dads are in prison. They've lost their jobs. Many of them gotten divorced. A few of them have even killed themselves. And we need to do what we can. So go to patriotmailproject.com/2024Christmas drive, and maybe you can help. Okay, it's patriotmailproject.com/2024Christmas drive. Bruce, do you have something over there you want to share?
Well, yeah. I have what I would add on to that. This is from Susan, and the subject is J6, and she writes, Dear Sandy, thank you so much for keeping us informed about the J6ers. Please keep it up. As you pointed out, no one else is talking about it. It's hard to believe that the things your guests have shared are actually happening in our United States. I might question the validity of it if I had heard it anywhere but AFR. She continues, I love your podcast, but really miss your morning show. I discovered that program during the COVID lockdown and have hardly missed a show or podcast since. Thanks so much for getting the truth out about so many issues we face today. God bless you and your sweetheart, Bruce. Fondly, Susan Brewer, a fan in Mississippi. Oh,
I love that. Thank you, Susan. And thank you for loving my sweetheart, Bruce.
Well, thank you.
You are my sweetheart, yeah. Oh, honey. Well.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something we should mention is that the Inspector General report from Inspector General Horowitz of the Department of Justice has finally been released. Hasn't it been about 3 to 4 years in the making. And isn't it funny that it got released after the election?
Well, and isn't it also funny that they found that the FBI had hardly a presence on that day?
Yeah.
So this Justice Department, that's Merrick Garland's Justice Department, mm-hmm. and Horowitz has been terribly negligent in his reports. He's proven himself to be a deep stater as well.
Yeah, so. You know, once again, we were led to believe that Inspector General Horowitz, whose job it is to be absolutely neutral. That's why you have an Inspector General, is to oversee, so that if the department or a bureau is going sideways, they bring them back into line.
Right.
And you can read this report and see the total bias from Horowitz towards the administration, rounding off everything to make it look like the government had very little culpability in what happened on January 6th. And I have to tell you, as a law enforcement person, the January 6ers have really had an injustice done to them by what we would call the government holding back exculpatory evidence. Exculpatory evidence means evidence which would prove that someone did not do what they've been accused of. And you can see in this report that the government, and I'm ashamed to say this, but that the government suppressed all kinds of video and information about who was there and what they were doing on January 6th, information that these January 6ers could have used in their trial to prove their innocence or to fight that they were guilty. And I have to tell you, this is a titanic shift from when I was an agent, where the U.S. attorneys would bend over backwards on behalf of the defendants. We actually used to kind of get upset with them. It's like, you know, why are you being so good to them? Why aren't you worrying about how we can convict them? And they would say, because we're the government and we have a duty to the citizens, not just to the prosecutors.
Okay, honey, thank you for that background. I appreciate that. And we have a little bit more on the J6ers, but there are other things that I want to, in fact, I want to play something for you, honey, because this will, you know, I just want to remind you of a really incredible event that happened, or a statement made by our current president. He's still the president.
You sure he's still the president?
Just several years ago when he was running for president, another decade. And this is Joe Biden in one of his finest moments. Let's listen.
So how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
It's a good question. Number one, Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
So you had an email about that, right?
it's from Craig. It's entitled "Lying Dog-Faced Pony Soldier," and it's very simple. It says, "Which president used this phrase?"
You know what? Thanks. It's just nice to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Nobody ever figured out what that was.
He's talking
to a woman in the crowd. Maybe she's in her 30s or 40s, and he calls her a lying
dog-faced pony soldier. Where do you dig that up?
And that was years ago. I think that was in the 2020, lead up to the 2020 election. So, and he won anyway.
Joe Biden then said, I'm going to be honest with you. Well, get your warning. Be aware, when he says I'm going to be honest, you're going to get anything but honesty.
Yep. So, all right. I want to change the subject a little bit, because this is an important issue. One I have tremendous concern about. We know that President Trump backed away from his strong stance on life. We know that the Republican platform moved away. Remember, the situation there was that they actually shut the doors and did not have a normal process with the Republican Party on that platform. Phyllis Schlafly, my dear friend, and Tony Perkins as well, and others, had worked so hard to get the most sterling platform the Republicans had ever had. I think Phyllis was the champion on that. She never missed a Republican convention from the time she was a young woman until she died in her 90s. But she was determined. It was pro-life, beautiful statement on life, on marriage and everything. So that's they did away with that. And that's a shameful thing. And I think it almost cost President Trump the election because Christians were really hesitant about voting for him for this issue. And I understood that concern. Many pastors were concerned, but there are other issues. Okay, the caveat here for me, and I said this on the air at the time, is that there are other issues that are life and death that are on the line, whether it's soldiers being killed, whether it's transgender surgeries, just all kinds of things like that, also just survival in this culture. So we, most of us had to hold our nose on that issue. I don't think we can vote on a single issue anymore because there's so many of concern. But that doesn't make me happy about it. In fact, I did recently confront someone who is with the Trump organization or with a Trump in the Trump world and told him what a gut punch this was and asked them, please, please communicate to President Trump to not let this issue degenerate. This matters. Believers will not forget. And they will not let this go because it's right. It's right to save babies. It'll never be right to kill babies. It'll never be right. That's not going to change. You know, administrations come and go, but this will never be right. And I also apologize to him because of what I've said to many of you on the air. I feel like Christians, primarily, and churches have dropped the ball on making the case for why life is sacred. The pastors have decided to be quiet about it, abdicated to pro-life professional pro-life organizations who are not necessarily founded on Prince Christian principles. Most of them have become politicized. So President Trump was out there alone floundering on this issue with getting terrible advice. That's my opinion. And the experts, who are the people of God, were silent. Now, there may be some exceptions. Perhaps there are some that said, well, but I think in general that's what happened. Then the culture has gone left on the issue of life because same thing. When are you hearing from the pulpit? When are you telling your children? We are not educating our children properly. It's not that this is a hard case to make. It isn't. It's that we've been silent. So now our kids have grown up thinking abortion is wonderful and it's a sacred right. And if the girls can't get it, it's the end of the world. So there's, you have President Trump trying to win an election in that culture. So with that in mind, I want to just a few email I want to share with you. This is from C, the name is just the letter C. Oh, Catherine. She said, I miss your morning show, but glad you have time with your family and that you are continuing with your podcast. I don't know if this would be of any help, but I care very much about the well-being of women and babies, so I have been thinking about the life message and new ways to convey it. So she gives a whole bunch of suggestions about commercials and so forth. And Catherine, we're on the same page. That's what I'm hoping for, too, and was hoping for, actually, leading up to the election. That's one of the biggest regrets of my life, to be honest with you, is that I wasn't in a position to make that happen. It just drove me crazy because I knew what had to take place. And I used to have a staff, and I could have things like that taken care of. We could fund them, and we could get them out, but I can't do that now. So, yeah, those are good, very good suggestions, and I appreciate your concern. This is one thing from Herb. Herb says, Melania Trump made an extraordinary declaration in her recent book. And this, he gives the quotes. It is imperative to guarantee that women have autonomy in deciding their preference of having children based on their own convictions, free from any intervention or pressure from the government. Why should anyone other than the woman herself have the power to determine what she does with her own body? A woman's fundamental right of individual liberty to her own life grants her the authority to terminate her pregnancy if she wishes. Restricting a woman's right to choose whether to terminate an unwanted pregnancy is the same as denying her control over her body. I have carried this belief with me throughout my entire adult life. Herb, thank you for bringing the words, exact words. I knew about this, but I didn't know the exact words. And it was a gut punch, and that's part of what I mentioned to the person I was referring to earlier. It was a gut punch because I thought Melania had sort of had a turnaround, and I think I do still think she has. She's had when she was first going to be first lady years ago before Trump was the candidate, and Ted Cruz was actually the apparent nominee, but he didn't make it. I was very concerned about Melania because of her past, but I think she's had a tremendous change and transformation, but not on this issue. And you can understand now why President Trump moderated his position, because he is living with his wife. And this is, George Bush had his wife who was pro-gay marriage, pro-choice. And it, I tell you, it's hard. That's why God says, you know, we have to, as Christians, be equally yoked. We need to be with other believers who are like-minded. And so this is a sadness to me. And you can bet, you better believe this is not, this does not make me happy to say this. But I will not hesitate to say what's right and what's wrong, regardless of what's happening, because they need help. They need guidance. And it's our job as Christians to create the standard, to lay the plumb line. It's not our job to praise political reasons, or we are grateful. Oh, so grateful that President Trump won. And I'm grateful Melania is his wife. So now we pray that they will go that next step if they have come. I think they have entered a time of faith. It's like the seed planted, and we're not quite sure, you know, whether, how it's going to take root. But we have to make sure that we're speaking the truth to them, and that's what I'm pledging to do. Okay, honey, you got something over
well,
there?
Well, just to follow up on that, I think that what the abortion issue has really hit home with your listeners in regards to what the Republican platform became, because this is from Randy, and Randy says, "What about the baby?" He says, "What about the baby? I have listened to the first presidential debate and am in the process of listening to the vice presidential debate. I have heard so much about abortion rights and a woman's body. If Republicans don't take a stand for life at conception, we don't stand a chance to win this issue, and we, the Republican Party, do not deserve to. If we argue on the same moral ground, then I would side with the Democrats. Why not? If there is no baby in her womb, why would you make her drive to another state? Why would you deny abortion at any month? The lack of moral clarity by the Republicans encourages a culture of death." And he says, "On another note, I just finished listening to your book. I want to send a big thank you to you for writing that book. However, my biggest thank you is for being faithful. I will try to email concerning this wonderful book later. Sincerely, Randy."
Randy, those are great. Thanks for your compliment on the book. And I agree with you. The only thing that I disagree with you on is I don't lay it at the feet of the Republican Party. I lay it at the feet of the body of Christ. And this we have to change. We have to. Our pastors need to be speaking clearly about it. It's not just a simple once-a-year message. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of talking. It's an understanding that life is sacred, you know, bleeds through so many things. And we have to, for those of us that are more active and informed, we need to take that upon ourselves to help our pastors along. And our churches have to be clear about this. And then they've got to hold the pro-life groups to their feet to the fire. And if the pro-life groups are not being strong on this issue, stop giving them money. Stop giving them money and tell them why. And so I don't mean to be smart or snippy. I just mean tell them, you got to really defend life, not just be, you're not a politician. You are there to speak the truth. And if you can't do that, I can't support you. So that's kind of how I feel. Yeah, I'm a hardliner on that. You bet I am. Honey, thank you for that one. And I think we need to take a little bit of a break here. We've got a few more interesting things to share with you. And we're going to do that right after this.
Sandy, this is Ben calling from Michigan. Just wanting to say thank you to you and Bruce for all your efforts and all your programming, all your topics that you're covering, and keeping current with the J6 events and letting us keep remembering that. Just want to say thanks for everything you do.
For almost 4 years, we've been talking about the J6ers, people that went to Washington, to the Capitol on January 6th to support President Trump after the 2020 election. And for almost 4 years, dozens, really you could say hundreds, have been in jail or prison, most of them for petty, contrived sentences, like parading in the Capitol. Families have been devastated financially. Not a few of the J6ers have committed suicide. But many have gone deep with Christ to a renewed, powerful faith. Well, the J6 Christmas Drive, which is where I'm leading here, it's a way that you can help. And I think many of you would love to help. Let me just describe it. It's a way to take care of the families or kids without their dads, moms alone and struggling. I've featured so many of them on the show. I don't think I have to paint such a vivid picture. You know they have tremendous needs. If you would like to help them this Christmas, go to www.patriotmailproject.com/2024Christmas Drive. I'll do that again. patriotmailproject.com/2024Christmas Drive and give what you can give.
This is Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
Some of you are, you know, you have more finances than others, which is, we're not all the same. Some of you are struggling, but others of you still have good resources. And if you have those kinds of resources, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, and that would reach 200 babies and their moms. To donate, just go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Hi, this is Sandy Rios. A lot of Christians would be shocked to learn they are personally profiting from abortion and pornography. It's unnerving to realize just how many companies and corporations are actively involved in unbiblical practices. To help cut through the red tape, there is a great option known as Timothy Plan. Timothy Plan is the pioneer in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan carefully filters out companies involved in practices Scripture tells us to avoid. We are in an all-out culture war. One powerful way to make a difference is to put our money where our values are. Please go to timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-846-7526. Discover how to be a biblically responsible investor.
Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing.
Hey, if you're looking for a Christmas gift, consider sending my new book, God's Velvet Hammer. It's available at Amazon.com. And you know, a fun way to enjoy it is to listen to the audio, which is available on Audible. I recorded it in Chicago with a longtime friend, Todd Busteed of Gap Digital. It was an emotional experience I did not expect, since I had spent hours putting my story into words. But perhaps that emotion, the laughter and the sorrow, will bring my story to life for you, as it did for me. The book is called God's Velvet Hammer, available on Amazon and Audible. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you.
The Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast are available at AFR.net. Back to Sandy Rios 24/7 on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you with my sweetheart, Bruce. And this is our day to hear from you. And by the way, if you are enjoying these comments and you're saying, gee, I'd like to make a comment, all you have to do is call us at 662-821-2040. That's 662-821-2040. Or you can write us at sandy@afr.net, sandy@afr.net. And by the way, you can get on our mailing list. If you go to sandyrios.com, you can sign up. It's very, very easy to find and easy to do. All right, sweetheart. Anything else over there from some of our wonderful listeners?
Well, I can't go a show without having Chicago Joe. I know you mentioned him earlier, but I feel like I like to talk about him. We got a message from him. He says, way to go. Hello, Sandy. I just heard your latest podcast with your guest, David Barton. Even before I retired in 2019, I was drawn to his phenomenal work, which has inspired me to become more active in the political process and the need of our Christian culture to be involved. And then he talks about how Wikipedia is no friend of David Barton. And Joe went on to talk about how he's been teaching in Goochland County, one of our favorite counties in Virginia there.
Yes, high Goochlanders.
High Goochland, yeah. about the founding fathers that lived in Virginia. And that intrigued me. So I went to Wikipedia to see what they say about David Barton, and boy, Chicago Joe couldn't be more accurate. They describe him as an evangelical author and political activist for Christian nationalist causes. He says, they say his Texas-based organization promotes pseudo-history about the religious basis of the United States. And it goes on.
It sounds good to me. I mean, really. I'd be right there with him. They just put my name there with him.
It goes on further to say, Barton's work is devoted to advancing the discredited idea that the United States was founded as an explicitly Christian nation and rejecting the notion that the United States Constitution calls for separation of church and state.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, so that's bad enough. Yeah. All right, so.
So, Chicago Joe, you hit it right on the head. Just to defend David, we were in Washington, D.C. at a dinner one night, and they put up, David was there, and he did a side-by-side comparison of the founding documents and verses from the Bible, and it was absolutely amazing how he cross-referenced the founding fathers' citing of the Bible in the founding documents.
Exact scriptures and different things. It's just amazing. So we're fans. We love David, and Wikipedia, have fun. Go ahead. Do your thing. We'll work.
And he finishes by saying, I'm in constant communication with Kyle Fitzsimmons, one of the many J6 American patriots, who is now in Coleman, Florida. In spite of his situation, he remains very upbeat and optimistic. Thanks to your efforts in telling your radio listeners about the Patriot Mail Project over 4 years now. Remaining faithful to his word, Joe.
Okay, great. Thanks, Joe. Thanks again. Now, this one, let me just say quickly. This is from Faye. I don't think I've heard from Faye before. So Faye says, I miss you and really feel like you are part of my family. Your program at 7 in the morning was a highlight of my day for 10 years as you spoke of your personal life, with your family, your relationship with God, your past, your prayers for our country, your strong stand on abortion, and all the people you know, et cetera, et cetera. At any rate, I heard you mention that you might have Robert Malone on your program. Would you rethink this? And I'm going to go on with this in a second. But yes, I've got to know Dr. Malone pretty well, and I've had him on several times, Faye. In fact, recently we did a two-parter. I'm not sure if you wrote this before that. I think after that, actually. And yes, so he's become a friend. He and his wife, Jill, I really enjoy them. But she's concerned. She says she asked me to rethink having him on. She's been listening to Dr. Jane Ruby on Telegram since 2021. She's been talking about the COVID shots and warned about them. She won a lawsuit with Malone for malicious. I won't read all of that because for something they had a lawsuit between them. And I believe that Dr. Malone purports to be the inventor of the mRNA, but now talks about the harms of the shot. He is the inventor of the method of it. He's not the inventor of that particular shot. It's very complicated, as you know. I'm sure you know that. And I just want to say this. Dr. Malone, look, I interview a lot of people, I need to say this carefully, who I suspect or actually know are not believers in Christ. I'm not sure about Dr. Malone yet and Jill, but you better believe I think about that when I talk to them and I try to, we have these discussions because I believe that's what God's called me to do. So it doesn't mean I approve of everything they say or do because that's not a litmus test. Now, if I feel like they're really lying about something or playing a game or they're really wrong about something, even if they're good friends, I've got people, senators on my blacklist that I won't talk to because I'm so frustrated with them for what they won't do. So I have to just make judgment calls. Now, Dr. Malone, I think he's brilliant, and I'm not quite sure what the riff is between them, but I would just encourage you to think of it this way. Good people can disagree, and this is her dispute with him, and it may be very legitimate. I don't know, but that does not negate the things that he says and does because he's done some powerful things. I would encourage you to listen to that part one and part two of his book that he just wrote, because Dr. Malone talks about a lot of different things. This was not about COVID or the vaccine or anything. It's about the deep state. Fascinating book. And we're going to re-air it actually over the Christmas holidays. So just have a little mercy, Faye. And maybe, if I listen to Dr. Ruby, I might but I can't take on every grievance between people, and neither can you, really. So I'll just have to let that one sit. But I do think the world of Dr. Malone, and not that I agree with everything he says or does, because I wouldn't know about everything that he says or does. And one last thing here. I hear often from Suzanne White, who I just love. I've grown to love her through the years. She is on Louisiana Republican State Central Committee, and she is an advocate for these guys in Leavenworth who were placed there by Barack Obama when they changed the rules of engagement and charged these warriors with murder for killing in battle during tense situations. It's horrendous. It's a horrendous injustice. And they've been in prison in Leavenworth for, like, I'll say 10 years plus. So we're going to be talking. I hope to talk with Suzanne in person. They're, of course, hoping for amnesty from President Trump. And I hope that, I just wanted to give a shout out to Suzanne. If you want to know more about this, I can tell you this before it's go to amnestyforwarriors.com. That's amnestyforwarriors.com. And you'll learn what she's talking about. We have talked about it on the air, but we're due to talk about it again. And pray that that President Trump will see fit to pardon them as well. And I appreciate so much Suzanne's fervor on this and her constant reminders. I do, every single one of them. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, Bruce, to hear from our... Don't you enjoy that? I love to see what people are thinking and if they're listening and when they actually act upon what the things we're reporting. It's very gratifying.
Yes, and, you know, we don't take it lightly that you take your time out of your busy day to write or to call. It's encouraging. Even if you disagree with us, I think it's great for us because we need to be monitored ourselves and to, right. and to make sure that we're on the on the mark.
Be accountable to them.
Accountable.
Okay. Honey, thank you so much. Well, let's see now. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 662-821-2040. You can write us at sandy@afr.net. Social media, podcast platforms, you can find us on all of those. And I want to thank our sponsor, Timothy Plan, because they allow you to put your money where your values are and discover how to be a biblically responsible investor. Visit timothyplan.com/Sandy. That's timothyplan.com/Sandy. Or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN. That's 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Well, thank you for listening to today's edition of Sandy Rios 24/7.